Hey, Maureen, it's Christy Howes calling. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Christy?
I'm good, thanks. I'm just calling in to do that interview.
Christy Howes, now where are you based, Christy?
Out of Fort St. John. That's where I was born and raised. In British Columbia.
British Columbia. Okay, so
yeah,
quite a time difference there. Okay.
Yeah.
So I was reading a little bit about your biography. Now, apparently your music career started to take off in 2009?
Yeah, 2009. On October 18th, I met Trey Gray, who was the drummer for Brooks & Dunn. Now he's the drummer for Ronnie Dunn. At that time, I had a development deal with a company based out of L.A., for songwriting, and the day that I met Trey, I kind of, you know, quit my job, kind of quit everything, and just really focused my life on music at that point. So,
okay, that's really neat. So you met up with he's your producer, Trey Gray, and
yes,
he also worked with Faith Hill, Brooks & Dunn, and Jewel.
Yes.
Wow,
he started out with, I think it was 1994, February of 94, he got the gig with Faith Hill. And then he was with her until 2000. So it was very cool. He got to see, you know, her career sort of develop, you know, through Breathe and This Kiss and all that stuff. And then he played for Jewel for, I believe it was 3 years. And then Brooks & Dunn, right up until they called it quits in September. And now Ronnie Dunn's coming back out on the road, and Trey's going out there with him this year. So it's very exciting. He's had a fantastic career.
Okay,
very
well,
talented.
That is exciting, too.
Yeah.
So were you interested in music before that? Or?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been, you know, singing and songwriting and stuff since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of was like a fun thing on the side, and, you know, it's always been like a dream of mine, always. And I just promised myself that I would get myself through college first.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that happened, then I would sort of start focusing on music. So that's what I did. I went to school, graduated from college, and then... And I got my development deal that August, and then like 3 months later, I met Trey, you know, so everything just kind of happened so quickly, but it was great, so.
Good for you. Now you're making music your total career?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yes, I'm trying to, yeah. I love it, and I'm very passionate about it, and yeah, a lot of people aren't, you know, able to do that full-time, and so I'm very fortunate to be able to do it full-time at this point in my life, so I definitely don't take that for granted.
No, it's a lot of work, though. I'm sure you're putting a lot of work into it.
Yeah, it is a lot of work, but you know what? At the same time, I love it so much that it's not even really like work, you know, most of the time. You know, it's so fun, and it's just who you are, so...
That's great. Definitely
great.
Your passion, then. You are where you
yeah.
should be.
Absolutely.
Now, we're playing a song, He Don't Kiss Me Like That, and that was actually number 56 on the Haven Music Charts?
Yeah. It was. That was, it was nice, you know, when you first start out in your career, you don't really know what to expect, and you're not sure how people are going to, you know, receive you and that kind of thing, and, you know, that song, I wrote that song, and we just kind of thought, oh, you know, this is a great radio tune, it's fun, it's very uppity, very catchy, it's a modern-day spin on Romeo and Juliet, and we were hoping to have some success with it, and, you know, for it to reach number 56, you know, on the Haven Music Charts, that's huge for us. So we were very excited about that and, you know, very honored, you know, so.
Definitely, that's certainly an honor. So that just spurred you on more, I guess.
Yeah, kind of. It just, I don't know. I mean, even if for me, like if people, you know, my music wasn't hitting the charts and that kind of thing, as long as I'm doing what I love at the end of the day, you know, that's important to me. And it's important for people to connect to my music. So getting fan mail and stuff like that, that's just the ultimate, you know, that's awesome for me. I love that.
It is. It's acknowledgement, recognition. Now,
yeah.
that tune came from your debut album, The December Sessions?
You bet.
Okay, and you actually wrote all the songs. It was 10 songs, I guess, on the album?
Yes, it was.
Okay, where do you get your inspiration? Just everyday life and...
Oh, gosh. well, it really depends, you know, mm-hmm. on the day. But, yeah, absolutely everyday life, or somebody can, you know, just say kind of like, you know, one sentence, and I'm kind of like, oh, you know, I could, you know, write a story around that. Or, you know, a lot of times it's, you know, people that you're close to or you're friends with or... Even things that you hear on the radio, which
mm-hmm.
I know is, like, funny, but, like, a lot of the interviews that, you know, people do, like, about life stories and everything, that's a lot of inspiration there, you know,
mm-hmm.
triumphs,
mm-hmm.
failures, all that stuff. So it really depends, but...
good, definitely. Were you always interested in songwriting too, along with singing? And
I don't know that I was necessarily like interested in like songwriting per se. Mm-hmm. I just kind of like did it, if that makes any sense. So yeah. I was like, I remember my first song that I actually like fully wrote. I was 13. And I named it after a bottle of nail polish. And sometimes stuff, it just sort of happens. So when I was really younger, I was just kind of focused on singing and that sort of thing. And my songwriting just kind of evolved over time. Mm-hmm. And then when I got my development deal in August of 2009, it was for songwriting, which I was kind of almost shocked about. You know, I left mm-hmm. the meeting and I was like, okay, so this is good. You know, I never really considered myself a songwriter up until that point. And then once I met Trey, he was just like, you're incredible. Like, there's no reason that you should not be writing songs. So that really kind of gave me the push to just, you know, continue with it. So I love it now. It's very therapeutic, and it's great. So
it is. I would imagine it's very therapeutic. Do you carry around a notebook with you?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Sure.
I use whatever I need to write on. I've got, like, you know, if you're at a restaurant and if something comes up, I've got napkins. I have this box of, like, just, you know, mm-hmm. song bits and pieces that I just kind of toss in there every once in a while. And I've got, like, a little recorder that I bring around with me usually. And if not, I have two cell phones, so I can phone and leave a voicemail message with, like, a song idea if I've got a melody in my head or whatever. So I try to be very equipped wherever
yeah,
I go.
Sounds like you are. Good. Now, Trey Gray, now he has Huntington's disease. Part of what you're doing, too, is you're raising money for, research for the disease?
Yeah. Well, when I first met Trey, like the first night that we met, he told me that he had Huntington's disease. And at the time, I didn't really understand what it was. Mm-hmm. But, you know, over the past, you know, year and a bit, like, you know, he's my producer, he's my friend, he's my mentor, and I've kind of become more familiar and more aware of mm-hmm. what it is. Mm-hmm. And prior to me doing this whole music thing, I actually went to school for social work. So helping, and I did a lot of volunteer work, so like helping, you know, organizations and fundraising and that kind of thing, mm-hmm. that is also my passion.
Okay.
And so when I found out this about Trey, it was just immediately, it was like, how can I help? Like, what can I do? And I know that there's no, you know, chance for him to survive it, unfortunately, but at the same time, he's got three kids, and he's a family, and you just feel so much for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not only him, you know, it's one in every 10,000 Americans and 10,000 Canadians. Like, mm-hmm. there's so many people who really have it, but at the same time, it's very rare, and it's not talked about that often. So, you know, any time that I have the opportunity to, you know, go into classrooms and speak about it, or to raise money, or, you know, just to support other, you know, HD organizations that are within Canada or the U.S., I definitely try to do that. I'm just really starting to kind of get into it now, because I was focused on my record for so long.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm doing a walk in my hometown next week. We're trying to raise some money for Huntington's disease, and we have, like, outlying communities that are coming to it. And even if we don't raise money to find a cure, even if we're just raising awareness about it, that's a definite start.
Definitely,
so,
yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, just trying to make you aware of it, for sure.
Good. Awareness and money, too. I suppose you have your summer schedule all booked with a lot of different events and festivals.
I have a lot booked, yes. I'm still waiting just on final, like, confirmations and times on a couple of them. But, yeah, there are some things that are up on my website that people can definitely go and check out. So
good. And your website is?
It's ChristyHowesMusic.com.
Okay, that's easy to remember. And are you on Facebook and Twitter and MySpace?
Yeah,
and
you bet. If you go to my, if you go to my, like, my regular website, ChristyHowesMusic.com,
mm-hmm.
There's, like, a little link bar, so you can click on my little Facebook tab, and it'll take you to my Facebook page, and click on my MySpace link, and it'll take you to my MySpace page. So ChristyHowesMusic.com is kind of like the hub. You want to go there, and from there you'll find all the information, and you can also actually go on there and donate to Huntington's disease as well. there's a link for that also.
That sounds great. Good. Can purchase your album on there too, the December Sessions?
Yeah, absolutely. You can purchase on there. And for people like all anywhere, I guess, iTunes is a great way to do that as well.
So. Okay, iTunes. Do you have another single that you're going to release from the album?
We're not decided yet. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I don't think so,
okay.
Because of like the timeline that we kind of have,
mm-hmm.
And everything with Trey's disease, we are just so excited about making music together. You know, he's got two great partners that work with him too, and we're so excited. I'm actually going to Nashville next month to start work on my next record. I'm just doing EP, so and I'll finish that up in August, and then that will be released. December, January kind of thing. So my next single will probably be coming out later this fall.
That sounds really exciting, and we'd love to have a copy of that too when you get that finished. Good.
Thanks, absolutely, for sure.
Great. Anything else you wanted to mention before we go, Christy?
No, I think that's probably everything. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thanks very much for the interview, and definitely wish you all the best in your career.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Maureen. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
If I'm wanting a cool kiss me like that. Me like